Hey guys, welcome back to Rest In Podcast. I'm Lexi, your host, and today I brought my best friend, Ellie. Ellie, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I am her best friend. That's all I identify as.
Ellie has some pretty good ghost stories for you guys, so I want her to share with you. So tell me about, like, your first encounter, I guess, or, like, where it began.
Okay, so I am a nanny for a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. And just a little background, the 5-year-old has an imaginary ghost that I don't believe is...
Well, it's an imaginary friend
that I think is a ghost, actually, because I asked her about him, and she told me she met him in the blueberry bushes in Oregon, which sounds super sus. But anyways... And then a little bit about the 1.5-year-old is she just became 1.5. And apparently before that, your speech is, like, not really fully developed. And hers was, like, very low amount of speaking. She couldn't say anything except for, like, mama and dada. And occasionally she would say water, but mostly she just points at it and hopes that I will take her in that direction. But anyway, so... When I was nannying, like, I wouldn't think that these people would be haunted because they live in a condo in, like...
Yeah, that's weird.
A complex. So it's not just, like, an old house or something creepy. Like, it's not, like, one of the old houses in Tustin. No, it's, like, a literal condo complex. So I don't get it. I think the older one brought it back with her from somewhere. I don't know. So, anywho, my first encounter was... that the little girl, well, the older one, we were all eating dinner downstairs, and she went upstairs to go play in her room, and, like, I know she was up there, because I can hear her playing above us in her bedroom, and the dog was with me, like, next to me, and the little girl is eating in her high chair, and she just, like, kind of looks off into a different room, and starts, like, waving, and I'd never seen her wave before, and it was super weird. I was like, who is she waving at? And then, she started, like, laughing and, like, pointing and stuff. And I, like, looked at her and was like, hello, hey, what are you doing? Who are you laughing at? Like, who are you waving to? And she just looks at me and, like, starts laughing and turns back around and starts pointing at apparently who she's laughing at, which I obviously cannot see. And so it freaked me out. And I was like, what the okay. And then I just kind of let it go because I was like, well, no, actually I called Lexi. I told her about it because I was like,
you were
super
scared.
Yeah, I was super freaked out by it because who are you waving at, little demon child? Yeah. I don't know. I shouldn't call her that. She's really cute. Anyways.
But she has a ghost.
She does.
So.
She knows it. She talks to it. Anyways. So then it got worse because they have, like, one of those nanny cams, like, in her room, like, so I can see her when I'm downstairs. And
nanny cams? Is that what you called it?
Yeah, well, it's not a nanny
cam.
It's a baby monitor. Whatever, it's weird. So, but it's black and white, and it's kind of creepy, like, the way that the Paranormal Activity one is. It's like, I don't like it. But, so this one day, I was downstairs. This is after I put her to bed. And I was downstairs, and I'd been nannying them for, like, a couple months at this point. And so I knew her sleeping pattern. It's pretty regular. She sleeps on her stomach. She never wakes up. And if she does, she starts crying immediately, like, every single time. Same thing. But this time was weird because she, like, woke up and she, in the, like, middle, like, of her nighttime sleep, like, she never wakes up. She wakes up and she just sits in her crib staring off into the corner of her room. And I was like, what is she doing? Well, like, at first, I didn't notice it because there was no noise. But, like, when the volume's down, all the little lights are, like, lighting up and stuff, like, alerting me. So I turn up the volume, but there's no noise. And I was like, that's weird. But she's, like, sitting there staring into the corner of her room, not moving, not making any noise. And then it was weird. So I started taking video. I sent it to you guys. I sent it on Snapchat. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then... But then she, like, after sitting there staring into the corner of the room, she, like, lays down and on her back, which she never does either, and she stares up into the baby monitor camera.
It's
She's
so creepy.
Staring at it, like, silently, and it was weird, and her eyes were, like, kind of glowing. It was freaky. And then she just, like...
It's so
well,
scary.
I think that just kind of happens with those, but I don't know. It's still freaky. It adds to the suspense. And then she, like, lays back down on her stomach and goes back to bed. And I was like, that was weird. And then the next ghost story. She was sick this one day. She had this little baby disease. Not a disease, that's rude. She just had, like, a little thing. But it's, like, a baby thing. And, like, it makes them super irritable. And so she just, like, cried this whole day. Like, just screamed, cried, like, all day long. I mean, she took, like, a two-hour nap. And so during her two-hour nap, she didn't make any sound, obviously. But other than that, like, every minute of the day, other than the 2 hours she wasn't, like, napping, she was screaming and crying all day. Like, wouldn't stop to drink water, wouldn't stop to eat. Like, nothing made her happy. She just, like, I would, like, rock, no, nothing. So she just, like, screamed and cried all day long. And so then, like, her, through her whole bath, screamed, cried, whatever. So then I'm putting her in her PJs in her bedroom. And, like, the door's on, like, one side of me. The window's, like, not here. But, like, to the same corner of the room she was staring at before. Like, I'm putting her PJs on her. I stand her up because I'm putting the little onesie on. And she just, like, over my shoulder. She, like, kind of leans forward over my shoulder. Just starts, like, laughing and, like, talking. Like, full conversation talking, but not real words. Like, gibberish words. Like, fake words.
Baby words.
Baby words. But it's so confident. And it's so, like, like, as if she's having, like, a full conversation in another language. Like, she's so, like, she's going really fast, not stopping. Like, nothing is breaking her concentration. But she doesn't talk. She says two words. And I'm like, what the hell? And so I, like, jerked her backwards. And I was like, what are you doing? It freaked me out so bad. I was like, what are you doing? And she just did not break concentration at all. She just kept talking. Like, kept having this conversation with the corner of the ceiling. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And so I, like, kind of, like, was, like, jiggling her a little bit. Not, like, shaking her. You don't shake babies, but I was, like, jiggling her, like, what are you doing? Don't shake babies. But I was, like, jiggling her, and I was, like, what are you doing? Like, who are you talking to? And she would not break concentration. Finally, she, like, looks over at me, and she just starts laughing and pointing at the corner of her room.
Ew.
And I was, like, who are you pointing at? And then she's just, like, laughing her little butt off. But I'm, like, you've been screaming, crying all day. What are you laughing about? Like, what is so funny right now? I don't understand. And then, like, I put her to bed because I'm like, this is freaking me out. So I put her to bed and I leave. She starts crying. So I go in there, take her out, walk around, whatever, put her back. And they have this rule that, like, you have to wait for 5 minutes. When she starts crying, you have to wait for 5 minutes. If she's not back to sleep in the 5 minutes, then you don't, like, touch
her. Then you
her.
Go get her.
Yeah, no, then you don't go. If she goes back to sleep after 5 minutes, you don't go get her.
Yeah.
Just let her sleep, you know? So she starts crying a second time, and so I go over to their little baby monitor thing. Like, they have multiple cameras, and they have, like, a little dock for it. So I go over, and I'm, like, watching her. I set the timer. The timer going next to me. It's, like, a scary movie scene, like, a whole thing. And I'm just standing there staring at this baby monitor. Meanwhile, the sister is, like, in the bath, like, waiting for me, and I'm like, oh, God, this is a bad situation. And so I'm, like, watching her on the baby monitor. She's just crying, sitting in her crib crying. And then around minute three, she, like, stands up, walks over to the corner of her crib, and, like, I can only see into the crib and, like, a little bit around it. I can't see the corner of the room. Like, it's out of vision. And so she's, like, stands up, walks over there, standing there for, like, a full minute, just standing there staring into the corner of the room. I can't see her, but, like, I can see her from the back. And, but she's not making any noise, just standing there staring. And then after, like, a minute, she goes, sits back down in the middle of her crib, starts crying again, and I was not waiting the full 5 minutes. I was like, this is not okay. So I go in there, I swipe her, and, like,
it totally scared her.
Yeah,
it
totally freaked me out, dude. And, like,
no, but it scared the baby.
Oh, dude, yeah, no,
yeah.
It totally scared the baby. This night, it was, like, not a good night for her. And so I'm, like, I'm swiping her. So I psyched her out of there, and I was like, okay, we're gonna calm down. So she sat with me the whole rest of the night because I was not okay. Actually, the freaky part was that, like, I really had to put her to bed before her parents came home. And so I had to go in there, and I had to sit with her in my arms in the rocking chair.
Uh-huh.
And the rocking chair is directly across from this corner that she stares at that I think that the ghost, like, hangs out on.
Because it's the same corner every time.
Yeah, it's the same corner every time. But the rocking chair is directly across, and I'm just sitting there, like, with her. And I'm like, oh, dear God, please don't haunt me. Please don't haunt me. Like, I was so terrified, actually, because it was, like, dark, and no one was home. Like, oh, my God. Anyways. The next thing that happened was, like, the next week, she wasn't sick anymore, and she's, like, fine. She's, like, in a normal mood and everything, and then we're having dinner. She's in her high chair and everything, and the older sister goes upstairs to play, and she's, like, hanging out upstairs playing. I can hear above me and everything, and the little one's... The little one is in her high chair, and they have this journal that I have to write everything in so that they know what happened during the day and everything. And so while she's eating dinner, she just starts shoving food into her ears. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. And she just keeps doing it, but she has this, like, look on her face like she's in, like, pain, like, confused and painful. And I was
like... But she won't stop doing it.
No, she won't stop doing it. And so she's just, like, shoving it, like, both hands in one ear, shoving food in there. And I was like, she's, like, jamming it and packing it in there. So I was like, what are you doing? Stop. And I, like, took it out of her hands. And I go to write it in the journal because she's still kind of doing it. And I was like, what is she doing? So I'm writing in the journal. As I'm writing in the journal... I just hear her go, like, she's a little tiny, she's, like, small for a 1.5-year-old, too. She doesn't even fit in, like, the 12-month-old clothes. So you can imagine she has, like, this teeny tiny baby voice. Out of nowhere, she just goes, hello!
Yeah.
And I dropped.
And she can't even say that, can she?
No, I never heard her say that. I dropped the notebook, dropped the pen, freaked out. I was, like, terrified about this. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this shit possessed her right now. And I was like, oh my god. And I was just staring at her because I was so scared. And then, like, I go to write it in the journal because I'm like, that's not normal shit. So I go to write it in the journal, and I notice she just kind of, like, slumps down, like, into her high chair with her chin turned down. And, like, I'm doing it right now and nobody can see this, so okay, I don't know why I'm doing that. But she's, like, chin turned down, like, eyes, like, upwards, so it's, like, kind of like a creepy little thing going on, and she's just, like, staring at me with this, like, unwavering, like, glare. No blinking, just completely staring at me in silence, and it's, like, this kind of, like, it's kind of devilish looking. Like, I was, like, a little freaked, and so I was, like, this is weird. So I went and grabbed my phone, and I'm about to FaceTime Lexi so I can show her. Like, I don't want to be the only one that sees this, because I know this isn't normal. So I grab my phone, and I'm, like, going to my thing. I'm trying to go fast, but I'm also freaked out at this point. So I'm, like, going, and, like, literally as my fingers touching the FaceTime button on my phone, like, as it's touching, like, I honestly think I probably would have called you, like, if I didn't, like, drop my phone. But she just, like, throws her body up, throws her arm to the side, and just starts, like, screaming, like, projectile screaming, like, as if, like, something is, like, escaping her body, like, screaming at the top of her, like, bloody murder, not, like, scream crying, like, full-on bloody murder scream here. And I freaked out, dropped my phone, I started crying, I was so freaked out. And then, like, after, like, 45 seconds of this scream thing, like, she, like, sits back down, and she's just, like, she, like, looks, like, exhausted. She
screamed
just, like,
for that long.
Dude, she screamed for so long. I was, like, what is escaping this child's body? And so she just, like, falls back into her high chair, and she's just, like, crying, like, as if something just, like, hurt her. Like, it was honestly so weird. It looks like something escaped her body, and she just was, like, oh, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Like, relief.
Yeah, like. But, like, also, like, pain. Like, I don't know. It was really scary. And, like, I felt so bad for her, like, because I was, like, freaked out by her. But I was, like, oh, my God, this poor child. And so I was, like, I gotta, like, I don't want to hold her because I'm afraid. But also, I want to hold her because I want to make her feel better. And so I was so freaked out. So then the older sister, like, here's all this. And she, like, runs down the stairs. And she's, like, is everything okay? I was, like, yeah, yeah. And I was trying to, like, prompt her to, like, tell me about it. So I was, like, oh, you know her scary voice? And she's, like, no. And I was, like, yeah, the monster voice. And she's, like, no. And I was like, yeah, you know, the scary monster voice she does when she says hello, kind of scary. And she's like, no. And I was like, okay, all right.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know, like, how she does a monster voice sometimes? And she was like, no, like, I mean, sometimes when she cries, it sounds, like, scary. And I was like, well, what does it sound like? I got really excited, you know? I was thinking, like, okay, this is normal. But no, no. She goes, it sounds like wah, wah, wah.
This girl.
Okay.
Sassy.
Well, fine then. But then, like, it's even freakier because the sister's never even heard her do it. And I'm like, okay, this is some weird stuff going on. So I write it in the journal, and the parents never say anything to me about it. Like, they'll say things to me about so much stuff I write in the journal, but they never mention
it. They totally just, like, pass over it because.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to think it's anything.
I know. And I was like, this is freaky. But also, like, I think the fact that, like, the older one had an imaginary friend.
Wait, what's the imaginary friend's name?
Its name is Brian. Okay. Which I think, okay, I think the fact that its name is Brian is so weird because.
How does she even, like, come up with that?
Well, this is why I think it's weird because all of her friends, like, she'll talk about her friends at school and stuff. And, like, the people that she knows, they're all, like, these millennial kids. And so they have these whack-ass names. Like, River and Meandas and, like, What are some other weird... She has some weird friends' names. Like, there's, like, ones that are, like, boys' names that are, like, for girls. And, like, I don't know, some weird, like, millennial names. Like, her friends have some, you know, like, the strange stuff that they make fun of on Twitter.
Yeah.
But then her imaginary friend's name is Brian. That's so basic. I don't even think she knows a Brian. Like, I don't even think she knows, like, a Tom. Like, basic
yeah.
names, you know? And so, or, like, a Sarah. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, she did not just come up with that on her own.
Exactly. And so I was like, oh, okay. Like, at first when she told me she had an imaginary friend, I just kind of was like, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. But then, like, she never played with the imaginary friend. So I was like, and then I remembered, like, oh, yeah. So what if it was just, like, the ghost, like, but now she's getting older and can't, like, connect with it anymore? And so I asked her. What?
It's, like, trying to get to the little one.
Yeah, because little babies see ghosts and stuff. Because
the older one doesn't want it.
Exactly. I think she just doesn't even know it's there. And the older one's, like, kind of into her religion now. And so if it's an evil ghost, like, she definitely would be, like, repelling it at this point. Because, like, she has, like, some Jesus stamps and, like, she has this crown that says, like, I am God's child. Some stuff like that. So she'd be, like, repelling an evil
yeah.
spirit, you know? But
that makes sense.
I know, right? Okay, but no. So I asked her about the imaginary friend. I was like, why don't you play with the imaginary your imaginary friend Brian anymore? And she's like, she kind of freaked out. She's like, how do you know about that? And I was like, well, you told me, which isn't true, but I was like, you told me. And she's like, no. And I was like, well, why don't you play with him? And she's like, I don't know. He's back in Oregon. And I was like, what do you mean? And she told me she met him in the blueberry bushes in Oregon. What?
She's like not even old enough to remember that, though.
Yeah, I was like, when did you go
if
to
that
Oregon?
Did happen, like, shoot, there's no way.
I was like, when did you go to Oregon? Like, also, to find an imaginary friend in Oregon, like, you didn't just, like, make him up? What do you mean? But, like, apparently they did go to Oregon, I asked. Like, I don't know. She was young when they went there.
How does she know?
Dude, I don't know. It's a freaky thing. But, yeah, so that's my ghost story.
Yay. Okay, thanks for sharing. Yeah, okay. I hope you guys have a good week and tune in next week for another one.